The State Patrol says more than 40% of all fatal traffic accidents are alcohol-related, and that the number of fatal crashes in Wisconsin this year could exceed 900. Department of Transportation Safety Director Dennis Hughes says lowering the limit from 0.10 to 0.08 is expected to save 25 lives each year.
The idea is to make the road safer, and that translates into fewer lives lost at the hands of a drunk driver and fewer injuries.
But the Tavern League of Wisconsin says the state passed 0.08 for the wrong reason, namely the threat from the feds of losing $27 million in highway money. Tavern and restaurant owners are worried the new law will hurt business, and bars are big business in Wisconsin. We have 13,000 of them compared to Minnesota's 4,000. The Tavern League's Scott Stenger says the real safety problem is the problem drinker who drives when way over the legal limit.
This law is targeted at a responsible consumer, and so I think those folks that usually would go out for a Friday night fish fry, they may not come as often or at all. So instead of focusing on the repeat offender and the high BAC offender, this law is targeted at folks like my mother, who enjoys a glass or two of wine with dinner, and now will be frightened and won't do that because of the fear that she'll be over the limit.
According to the DOT, to reach 0.08, a 180-pound man would have to drink four drinks in 1 hour on an empty stomach. A 120-pound woman would have to drink three drinks in 2 hours. Dennis Hughes says at that point, driving is impaired.
Two glasses with wine at dinner is not going to impair your ability to drive safely. Studies over the years have shown that the propensity to be involved in a crash increases fairly dramatically with your alcohol level. And it starts to go up in the 0.05, 0.06 range. It goes up a little steeper at 0.08 and very steeply beyond that.
Under the new law, a first-time conviction for driving at 0.08 will result in a $250 ticket, license revocation for 6 months, 6 points on your license, and a drunk driving record. A first-time 0.08 conviction will not result in hundreds of dollars of other penalties, including court costs, an OWI surcharge, or a mandatory alcohol assessment, as under current law. Scott Stenger says the new law is misguided.
The 08 and 09 offender, the time that it takes law enforcement to arrest and prosecute those individuals is less time they're on our highways targeting the high BAC offender. So it is going to drain some of their resources and focus on an audience that just has not been a problem.
The DOT estimates the number of arrests could be anywhere from 5% fewer because the new law deters people from drinking and driving to 15% more because of the lower limits. But safety officials say the aim is not to arrest more drunk drivers, but to make the roads safer. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.